And now my conversation with Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi, recorded earlier in Washington.
What have you told President Bush this week that the U.S. needs to do to help stabilize your country?
I just convey the tragedy of my country to the president and concentrating on the security issues. Definitely, I was expecting a better strategy from America.
What did he ask of you?
Well, first of all, in fact, he was confirmed his commitment that he's not going to leave Iraqis at this very hard time. And he's going to fulfill the mission before decide to draw troops from Iraq. And he has his own option. He's not going to be committed at this stage. In fact, when he, with any recommendation given to him and being circulated. And the other hand, he was shocked by the killing between the Iraqis themselves. He said, I can't understand this sort of killing. And at the same time, he said that America will continue help Iraqis to help themselves, which is good.
The unending violence has really taken a toll on the Iraqi people. You yourself have been touched. I understand you lost three siblings?
Three, yes, from my son. This is just part of the cost that everybody is paying. Timing. This is not immune, even the leaders of the country. So everybody exposed to this high cost, and so I shared my cost from my own family.
I read where you had spoken to a policy group, and you were trying to describe for them, if this were happening in America, what it would, in the United States, what it would be like. Can you tell me that analogy?
I was talking about the infiltration of the militias, in fact, inside the security forces. How do you visualize your security forces if the management of those security forces is going to be run by KKK? This is what I have said. So I made a shock to the audience about that.
How did it get to this level in your country that people are killing one another at such high rates?
Wasn't the case in the past before the invasion of Iraq. And we do have a different sects. There's no doubt about that. We have different ethnics, different religions. But used to be a good formula, in fact, for Iraq over centuries. So whoever might be interested to divide and to harm this social fabric of Iraq is, in fact, try to capitalize on this variety of social groups. And make things rather difficult and make this sectarian tension.
You yourself are Sunni. I'm wondering what kind of influence you have with the Sunni insurgents.
I do have. I could reach them easily. But they have their own strategy. They have their own leadership. But I need to be close with them because I do know that their bottom line for their struggle is that to see Iraq as free and all the foreign troops to pull out sometime. This is the ultimate goal of what they are doing, time being. Their resistance, as I understand, in fact, going to continue until a clear-cut message delivered by the American administration that there will be a timetable withdraw. And I hope sincerely that the recommendation given by James Speaker, Lee Hamilton, recommendation is going to be taken care of seriously.
Mr. Vice President, there are reports that you've been working behind the scenes to form a new parliamentary bloc that could, in fact, topple the government. Is that something that you would like to see? Do you think Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki should be replaced?
I do have reservations about his performances so far. I was very clear in this regard. Even I openly talked to him about that. And I'm not hiding my anger about the government performances in general. But I'm not trying, in fact, to throw him away by this sort of organization or preparation that I am doing. So on the contrary, there is now an option that is still under consideration to have an alliance between the moderate parties who are in power so far to kick out or to isolate the extremists from both Shia and Sunni.
How would you restructure the government if you could make a plan and present it?
There will be a problem, in fact, unless the government line up behind the common interest of Iraq. What we need is a real patriotic government, non-ethnic, non-sectarian loyalty. This is the only way to salvage Iraq.
Do you think that that is possible? I mean, there are those who have said...
It's not difficult anyway. I can't see it difficult. It's on the contrary. I think it would put all the differences between ethnics and sectors aside and go ahead for the common interests that the majority of Iraqi could live with.
You've spent time this week in the United States making your case to different groups and leaders about what is going on in Iraq. What is your main message you're trying to get across to the American people on this visit?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that actually we do have a common interest now in Iraq. America has been committed from the beginning after the collapse of Saddam Hussein to rebuild an Iraq of unique features in the Middle East. That my people are still dreaming for that. And I am not going to achieve that without the assistance of the Americans. I don't want them, in fact, to let me down at this very, very hard time. What I need is their continuous support until my country, my people, is salvaged and get out of this current dilemma.
Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Tariq Al-Hashimi is Vice President of Iraq.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.